Hello?
Hello? Hi, G'day. Is Wilma Gaya there?
This is she.
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay.
All right.
All right. So are you speaking to, am I speaking to the named person on the list?
Yes.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or probably not vote?
I will definitely 100% vote.
Okay, perfect. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I will vote Democrat. I am a Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Nowadays, very strong Democrat.
Okay. And what is your age?
75.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied in the direction it's heading as long as Trump isn't elected.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So I have Lori Chavez Doremer.
Doremer? 75%.
Okay. Let's see. 75. Okay. And Project 2025?
0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
Don't know her.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100%.
MAGA Republicans?
Say it again.
MAGA Republicans?
0.
Okay. Joe Biden?
75.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
30.
All right. And Democrats in Congress?
80. And boy, those are broad spectrum when you think about the number we're talking about. I mean, you're talking about as a group. That's a tough thing to rate them as a group. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrats. And as I said, I am a Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy, J.R., Republican
Absolutely.
Donald Trump, Green Party candidate?
I would vote for Kamala. I would not vote for any independent or any Republican.
Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Well, if you'd asked me last week, I'd have a different answer. This week, I think the Democrats will.
Okay, so I have a list. It would be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else, or you don't know, or
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And I know it's still a very long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Lori.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. We're almost there. Just a few more. So even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance?
Probably not. No, small chance.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve?
Yes.
Somewhat approve?
Oh, I somewhat approve. I think his age is having an effect on a lot of things.
Okay. And do you
Since I am a senior citizen, I know the difference. Yes. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you sound very good for a senior citizen. I would have never known.
Well, I try to stay fit and alert and savvy.
Oh, doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress? So that is strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job?
Somewhat. I honestly don't track her, so I'm giving a vague answer.
So that would be somewhat approved or somewhat
Somewhat
disapproved?
Approved.
Okay.
No, somewhat approved.
Okay.
In other words, I don't know exactly how she voted on different things.
Okay. All right. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who's in Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being told
Which one are we talking about now? Whose performance?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay.
Opponent says that she, Would you like me to start from the beginning?
No. I just want to make sure I remember which one. This is Janelle Bynum's opponent. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, where was I? Okay. So, and while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with the Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against our own party to overturn measures 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that she must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. So now that you have
this is a political call for her, right?
Yeah.
Because that was a political speech. Okay, well then we're done.
So now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I think it would still be the former.
Okay, Lori Chavez Remer?
I used to live in Portland, and I wouldn't live there again, that's for sure.
Okay, so you're going with? I just need your confirmation.
Chavez.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, just what, or not at all? We are all
somewhat.
Friends.
As I said, I don't track either of those. I haven't tracked them in the kind of detail that I have others.
Yeah. We are almost done. I know this might be taking a long time, but we are almost at the end of it. Okay, so Chavez de Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education.
Wait, stop. Mm-hmm. Who wrote this? Who's saying that she did that? Is that on record?
This is saying that now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates. They mentioned.
Well, what I'm asking is that some people, I don't care what some people have said, does she support the Project 25? Do you know that, if she supports?
I am.
Okay, then I can't answer the question because I don't know who those some people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, let's get to the end of, like, maybe once we could figure that out right at the end of the. So it reads that Chavez de Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare.
Okay, I know what Project 25 is. So what I'd say, if she actually is supporting 25, then I would be very reticent not to elect her. I'm not aware that she is.
Yeah, so it says that drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back.
Okay, if that is a fact and that's what you're telling me, then I would not vote for her.
Okay. And it says that defunds federal law enforcement and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump.
Okay, I know what Project 25 is. I've read it. So I know what it is. So if she supports it, I would be reticent to elect her.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's say I've read parts of it. It's 900 pages. I haven't read the whole thing.
Wow. All right. So Lori Chavez de Remer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban
on
abortion.
Okay, we're going to end this because I can get all this on the news. If it's just a political, if you're, what you're trying to do is persuade me, I'll watch the news. I don't need to do this.
Yeah, I'm
so we're done. We're done. No, we're done. I'm finished. Thank you for letting me answer your questions. Bye-bye.
Thank you.